Today, Ezra Hashem, we learned of Tzadi Tez and Masechta Ksubos. Some of the topics we learned about include a continuation of the question of Amar Le Zaven Le Lischa V'Azal V'Zaven Le Kura. A Baal HaBayis instructed a Shliach to sell a half a kura of his land, and the Shliach sold a larger piece of one kura. And the second version of this question, the Amar Le Zil Zaven Le Kura V'Azal V'Zaven Le Lischa, where the Shliach sold a smaller portion than instructed. Amar Le Echad V'Le Le Shnayim. The Baal HaBayis specified that the Shliach sold to one buyer, but not to two buyers, and the Shliach sold to two people. We say, Loi Asa Shlichusai U'machri Batal. The Machlek is in the case of Amalei Le'echad Stama. The Baal HaBayis specified that the Shliach sold to one buyer, but did not reiterate that the Shliach should not sell to two buyers. Ta'a Baal HaBayis. A landowner made an error in which he sold his land for a cheaper price. Mecher Kayim because Ein Oino Likarkois. However, Tosh Shliach, when the Shliach sold the Baal HaBayis land for a cheaper price, Mechre Batl because Loi Asa Shlichusai. Some of the terms and concepts you learned about include Oino, Kano, Umachzer Shtus. When a Mecher sells an item for a higher price which exceeds the market price by a Shtus, 1/6, the sale is effective. However, he must return the Shtus to the Lekach. Yesim Shtus, Bitl Mekach. If the item was sold for more than a Shtus, then the sale is not effective. These halachas also apply to a meicher that sold an item for a lower price. However, einayno bikarkois. When a meicher sells land for more than a shtus, the sale is effective, and he does not return the tesefes because there is no set price for land. Shir truma midairaisa, chita aches peteres zekri. There is no minimum amount for separating truma. However, midirabanan, there are three amounts. Ayin yafes echad mi'arbam. A generous person separates 1/40. Beinani, Echad Mechamishim. An average person separates 1/50. Ayin Ra, Echad Mishishim, a stingy person separates 1/60.